اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء، وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعدته، واجزه عنا ما هو أهله، واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومه ورسولا عن أمته، وصل على جميع إخوانه من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم. صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وصلى الله على النبي الأمي. التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار. التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. اللهم اغفر لي واهدني. التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله. السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الصلوات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله. السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله. نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، the purpose of these programs on the Thursday night is to primarily to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and when we will remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that inshallah will strengthen our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The stronger our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the easier it will be for us to conduct ourselves in this world. This world is a place of challenges, difficulties, hardships. No matter how much of wealth a person has, still there's challenges. Many of us may have been following the events of the news. South Africa was on the center stage. So in that little office that they had there, apparently the wealthiest of peoples were present. But they said the temperature was very, very high. Even the wealthiest of people were in a very difficult situation. So, of course, we make abundant dua. We must also not be oblivious of what's happening out there. That we make abundant dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects this country. And we know that this country has stood up for the oppressed. And we are proud of that, that they stood up in defense of those who are oppressed. And we can see now that they are facing some consequences. But we take solace in the fact that وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ, that they plot and they plan, but Allah Ta'ala is the best of planners. We cannot understand the grand plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we study history, we will see that in the history of Islam, in the history of the religions of the past, there were many lives that were lost in defense of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the defense of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the defense of the prophets of the time. Lives were lost. And though in this world, if we look at it, it is very painful and it hurts us and it should be hurting us. And if it is hurting us, this is a sign of iman. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-mu'minuna karajulin wahidin," that the believers are like one body. That if one part of the body is going through pain, through hardships, the rest of the body experiences that discomfort. So this is a sign of iman, that it is disturbing us, it is hurting us. But we must not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not ever question the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hikmah of Allah is beyond our understanding. Many years ago, when the Iraq war was taking place, so at that time, our late Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, there were a number of university students that were brought to him, and many of them were questioning their iman. And they were saying that, how can it be if we are Muslims and believers and we are worshipping Allah, then why are the Muslims being destroyed in this way? So Marana Rahmatullah Ali gave them, amongst the various explanations that he gave them, the one was that
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing these people with a shahadat, with martyrdom. And each of these people that are passing away, as gruesome as it may seem, our belief is that Allah has given them the stage and the maqam of a shaheed. And we know the incident of Hamza radiallahu an, the uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the beloved uncle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was martyred in the battle of Uhud. And in this battle, his body was mutilated. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I would have even kept his body in that way, so that on the day of Qiyamah, we can display to Allah the sacrifices that my own uncle had made for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as gruesome as that scene was, in the Akhirah, he will be known, or he will be given the stage of the leader of the martyrs, Sayyidu Shuhada, the leader of the martyrs, that he sacrificed his limbs, he sacrificed his body in the defense of the religion and the deen of Islam. So, Maulana Rahmatullah Ali explained that we don't know, Allah Ta'ala bless these people with a quick, swift death, a short period of suffering in this world. And in the hereafter, they will be given a high stage, very, very high stage. So there is great wisdom behind all of these things that happen. It is beyond our understanding. We trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but that does not mean we do not make dua. So nevertheless, coming back to this country, we know now that, and we can see that there is an agenda, and we make dua that Allah ta'ala protects this country, strengthens this country. We need to make abundant dua for this country. And we have to make an effort to build this country. We have to be part of the solution. Part of the solution is, of course, strengthening our iman. But besides strengthening our iman, there are many other things that we can engage in. This is a world of means in our little communities that we live in. How can we become more active in being part of the solution, instead of only complaining and becoming, as they say, armchair critics? They don't do anything and they just complain and complain and complain. What are we doing to be part of the solution of the problem? If you look at the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I don't know why this is coming to mind, but if you look at the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there's examples. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. There is a beautiful example in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he was in Makkah al-Mukarramah, what was the condition? Oppression, suppression, the usurping and squandering of the wealth of the orphans and the widows. The rights of people were being usurped. People were being executed and killed. And the Nabi of Allah became part of the solution, which was known as Hilful Fudul. It was an agreement that was signed that we will all get together to fight for the rights of the weak. The Nabi of Allah was an activist. He was part of the solution. And the Nabi of Allah, later on when he was given knowledge of his nubuwwah, he said that if I am given another opportunity to be part and parcel of this kind of a solution to the community, then I will be part and parcel of that, part and parcel of that solution. So that was the example of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Many of us as Muslims, we feel that so long as I come to the masjid, perform my salah, carry on with my business, finish, alhamdulillah, inshallah, the person will be rewarded. But if you want to become a dynamic Muslim and an effective Muslim, then we have to be part of the solution. We have to be contributing to the upkeep of our community and our society. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us. So we are fortunate when we take pride. We say we are proud to be South Africans. One alim mentioned to me that, you know, he went and he was traveling and he stopped at one particular airport. And he had some South African, you know, flag or something on his bag, you know. And he said that the people at the airport came to him and started, you know, thanking him for what his country is doing, standing up for the oppressed people of Gaza and the people of Palestine. So we are proud that this is our country, and therefore we should make abundant dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the conditions in this country from insecurity to security, from instability to stability, from corruption to honesty and trustworthiness and loyalty. Nevertheless, respected elders and brothers, we are currently in this month of Dhul Qadha, approaching the days of Hajj. And again, even in the Hajj itself, and the ulama will explain on different topics, but there's so many lessons that we can learn. And one of the lessons that we learn during this Hajj is that lesson of the fact that we are one united ummah. We are a united ummah, that the person on the plains of Mina, Muzdalifah, Arafah, whether the person is white, whether the person is black, whether the person is a doctor, whether the person is a lawyer, whether the person is a mufti, an alim, a PhD, but we are all equal in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to build that tolerance. Allah ta'ala encourages in the ayat of Hajj that when you are in Hajj, there should be no fighting and arguments. Now, in order to avoid the fights and arguments, despite the fact that you are on top of each other, you have to be tolerant. Now that person is coming from another country, they haven't been taught, he didn't go to a madrasa, there was no school that he learned some, you know, basic how to be civilized and what have you. So he's going to push you, he's going to bump you. Now you have to tolerate it. So the lesson also, in order for us to become a united community, we have to build our tolerance. You have to build, and you have to tolerate the next person. Whether it's your brother, whether it's your mother, whether it's your neighbor, you have to learn to become much more tolerant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the quality of tolerance. And one easy way to develop tolerance is we should ask ourselves that Allah ta'ala is willing to tolerate all my nonsense. If Allah ta'ala did not tolerate our mischief, we would have been destroyed a long time ago. But from the morning till the night, how many things we do wrong, and Allah Ta'ala tolerates it. Allah Ta'ala lets it go. And in fact, Allah Ta'ala almost, if we may say, continues to bless us with bounties despite everything that we're doing wrong. So is Allah Ta'ala not tolerating our weaknesses and our shortcomings? So we also need to learn to tolerate the next person. And that's the only way we're going to build unity. If you can't tolerate the next person, you're not going to become united. Similarly, this quality of humility, and this is all about our Islah. Humility, the person is humble. He realizes, who am I? Who am I really? How strong am I? How different am I from the next person? He also needs to breathe air. I'm breathing air. That person needs to relieve himself. I've got to relieve myself. Am I such that I don't relieve myself? I'm exactly the same like the next person. What's so special about me? In fact, if I look at this on this plains of Arafah, I'm nobody. Even if I have to try and indicate to everyone that you know who I am. You know, I got this property here, and I've got that investment portfolio. And you know, my grandfather was so and so. That person from the other country also, I'm happy for you, and he will carry on. Nothing. No recognition. So the person realizes that no matter what I am and what achievements I have and what my capabilities are, but the reality is I am absolutely nothing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this quality of humility is another quality which is so important to create unity within our community. Because when there is pride, then you will find there's always nobody wants to give in. And you must ask for forgiveness first. Who does he think he is? You think I'm going to lower myself to ask him for forgiveness? He must ask me for forgiveness. That person said, I'm not asking him. Finish. There'll never be a solution to that problem. So this quality of humility. And there's so many other qualities, but just quickly to move on to this aspect of qurbani and the slaughtering of the animal. Subhanallah. May Allah Ta'ala accept our qurbanis and our slaughtering and our sacrifices. And it's a very small sacrifice. We just have to spend some wealth for those who have got the means. We have to spend a little bit of wealth in choosing the animal and in placing that knife on the animal, and a life is being sacrificed in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala doesn't want us to sacrifice our lives, so to say. All we need to do is sacrifice our evil desires. Our late Mu'ayyanus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, in today's times, we're not saying that you must do so many good deeds. The most important thing, the greatest effort, is stay away from that which is haram. Stay away from that which is haram. And in fact, Maulana used to say that, you know, give yourself plenty of halal. Right? Obviously, there's moderation in everything that we do. But give yourself halal. But the greatest amount of effort should be in staying away from haram. Now, there's some people even deprive themselves of that which is halal. And then when you deprive yourself of that which is halal, then you'll find that the nafs then, you know, becomes very, very stifled. And then the person, you find afterwards, he can't handle himself any longer. And then he gives up everything and even indulges in haram. So the person should be happy, lead a normal life, a happy life, laugh with the family, with the wife. But don't indulge in any activity that will invite the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will be our qurbani. But subhanallah, we can just look at that act of qurbani. We are taking the sharp knife and we are told that the knife should be absolutely sharp. So many lessons in that also. In everything that we do as Muslims, we aspire to achieve excellence. The Nabi of Allah could have said that you are making the qurbani, the animal is going to die in any case. So what's the point? How you kill it, it makes no difference. As long as you kill the animal. But yet the Rasul of Allah said that make sure that when you're killing the animal, the knife should be as sharp as possible. And then in that hadith, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ, that Allah has ordained excellence in everything that we do. As Muslims, we aspire to excel in everything that we do. In every field. The person is a doctor, he's a Muslim doctor, he will excel in that field. The person is a Muslim architect, he'll excel in that field of architecture. The person is a Muslim historian, he will excel in the field of history. The person is a alim, he will excel in the field of ilm-e-deen. In whichever field and activity that we engage in as Muslims, we should excel. This is the teachings of Islam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to such an extent that even when you're slaughtering the animal, there's one hadith mentioned in Abu Dawood Sharif, where the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was walking through the streets of Medina and he came across a young boy skinning an animal. So the Nabi of Allah stopped and he told this boy that, you move one side, let me show you how it's done. The Nabi of Allah rolled his sleeves up and he began to skin the animal. And it is mentioned in the hadith that the Nabi of Allah placed his fist and he pushed it right into the skin of the animal down until it reached the armpit. What is known as the fisting technique in skinning. And then the Nabi of Allah moved aside and he said, that is how you skin the animal. So again, the Rasul of Allah saw a youngster skinning the animal. But he felt that there's a better way of doing it. Let me upskill this youngster. Let me improve his technique. And he folded his hands. He could have said, I'm the Nabi of Allah. I have got to worry about the Akhirah, Jannat and Jahannam, keeping away people away from hellfire and granting them entry into Jannah. But yet the Rasul of Allah saw a youngster engage in what we may say is a menial task. But he felt the need to upskill this youngster, to take him to the next level, so that he can excel in what he is doing. This was the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today we find that when people think about sunnahs, they speak about the miswak, and they speak about, you know, the wearing the topi, which is indeed is a sunnah. But aren't these such important sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam? Imagine if you upskilled a young boy. Subhanallah, that youngster for the rest of his life, he has learned a technique. And not only he learned that technique, you've taught him the lesson of excelling in everything that he does. This is a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So again, we see that how the Nabi of Allah worked on the Sahaba Ikram, worked on his community, worked on his companions, and they loved the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They loved him so dearly that they were prepared to sacrifice their lives for him. So therefore, in this activity of qurbani, we learn about doing things thoroughly, excelling in what we're doing, trying to achieve excellence in that. And then again, we look at that knife. You know, that knife, we're placing that sharp knife. So in that way, we say to ourselves that let us sharpen our taqwa. Let us make sure that our taqwa is very, very sharp. And now when that evil desire presents itself, it is very easy for us to grab that evil desire. And there will be a struggle. There will be a struggle. Now the person has to give up that. But he gives it up and he runs that knife, sharp knife of taqwa over that evil desire. And if we may say, metaphorically, the blood of his evil desires begin to flow. And when the blood of the evil desires begin to flow in that heart, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will find in that heart, the love of Allah will begin to rise. The recognition of Allah will begin to rise. Because the person has made some sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now the mercy and the rahmah and the help of Allah ta'ala is focused on those, on that particular heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with that kind of a heart. It is a reality, respected elders and brothers. There is one couplet of poetry. He said, Jis qalb ke ahone, dil phunk diye laako, us qalb mein ya Allah, kya aag lagi hogi. He said that, ya Allah, that heart, jis qalb ke ahone, dil phunk diye laako, that can you imagine a person who has developed such love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, such recognition of Allah ta'ala, that when people sit in that person's company, their hearts ignite with the love of Allah. If we take the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the companions sat in the company of the Rasul of Allah, their hearts became illuminated. And their hearts became so illuminated that others who came in their company, their hearts became illuminated. So can you imagine how much of illumination was in the heart of the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So it is a reality that when Allah ta'ala's tajalliyat, when Allah ta'ala's mercies are being focused on a heart, that heart becomes a center of guidance. But it doesn't happen overnight. There has to be some sacrifice that the person has to make. And we studied the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qurbani upon qurbani upon qurbani. Nabi Ibrahim ala nabina alayhi salatu wasalam, he made a qurbani, a sacrifice for the pleasure of Allah ta'ala. Therefore, we also should develop this desire and this willingness. And that is what Islam is all about. Submitting to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are willing to submit to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq with these few words. And inshallah we will now engage in the dhikr of Allah. Recite Durood Sharif.
La ilaha illallah, 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah jalla jalaluhu wa ta'ala sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله اللهم لا نحصي ثناء أن عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين فإنك إن تكلنا إلى أنفسنا تكلنا إلى ضعف وذنب وخطيئة وعورة اللهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم O Kareem Allah, Rahim Allah, most forgiving, loving, caring Allah. Ya Allah, we are extremely sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. We commit sins from the morning till the night, Ya Allah. Allah, despite our sins, Ya Allah, despite our weaknesses, Ya Allah, despite, Ya Allah, our heedlessness, Ya Allah, you still continue, Ya Allah, to bless us with bounties upon bounties upon bounties, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but we are not justifying any sin that we may have committed, Ya Allah. You can see the regret and remorse in our hearts, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what is gone is gone. We cannot bring back 1 second of that life which we have wasted, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, it is never too late, Ya Allah, to seek forgiveness from you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins, Ya Allah, those sins which you committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day, darkness of night, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you love to forgive the sinners who turn towards you, Ya Allah, even if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, Ya Allah, more than the leaves of the trees of this world, Ya Allah. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wipe away the sins of the entire mankind, Ya Allah. Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah, and forgive the sins of the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is suffering, especially, Ya Allah, in Gaza, Ya Allah. Allah, we are seeing on the news, Ya Allah, that in a few days' time, a few hours' time, Ya Allah, there is a possibility that over 14,000 babies may pass away, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, what kind of suffering they are going through, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we know that perhaps it is because of our sins that they are suffering, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, but do not look at our sins, Ya Allah. Look at whose ummah they belong to, Ya Allah. They are the ummah of your beloved Habib, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them, Ya Allah. Have mercy upon the weak, Ya Allah. There are so many women, Ya Allah. Children, Ya Allah. Orphans, Ya Allah. Those who have lost their limbs, Ya Allah. Allah, and there are so many brave ones who have gone there to assist them. Doctors, Ya Allah, who are the real heroes of our time, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, send down your unseen help upon them, Ya Allah. Those enemies and oppressors, Ya Allah, grant them hidayat. Lekin agar hidayat muqaddar nahi hai, to unko barbad kar de. Allah, destroy them like how you destroyed the Aad and Thamud, Ya Allah. Allah, cause their planes to crash, Ya Allah. Allah, cause their plots and their schemes, Ya Allah, to fail miserably, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect Masjidul Aqsa, protect Haramain Sharifain, Ya Allah, protect, Ya Allah, this country, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, protect, Ya Allah, this country. We know, Ya Allah, that the enemies, Ya Allah, are setting their gaze, Ya Allah, on this country, Ya Allah. But oh Allah, you're the only one who can protect, Ya Allah. Allah, strengthen this country, Ya Allah. Change the condition from insecurity to security, Ya Allah. From instability to stability, Ya Allah. For after all, Ya Allah, this nation has stood up for the oppressed people of Gaza, Ya Allah. There are people in Gaza who are making deep-hearted du'as, Ya Allah.
And I've appreciated, Ya Allah, the gesture and the bravery of the people of this country, Ya Allah. Allah, with the barakat of their du'as, Ya Allah, spread unity within our country, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of parents and children, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of family members, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts of ulama, Ya Allah. Unite the hearts, Ya Allah, the workers of deen, Ya Allah. Protect our masajid, our madaris, our darul ulooms, Ya Allah. All the works of deen, Ya Allah. Accept us for the service of your deen, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we have to leave this world one day, Ya Allah. When the time of death comes, Ya Allah, take us to Medina Sharif, Ya Allah. At the Rawdah Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa as-salatu wa s-salamu alayka, Ya Rasulullah. Cause our souls to depart, Ya Allah. Lekin agar muqaddar nahi hai, to jahan bhi ho, barkat wali maut naseeb farma, wherever it may be, Ya Allah. Give us a death of barkat, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not let the angel of death find us in any sin, Ya Allah. Oh Allah. Oh, it was those, Ya Allah, who we should be making dua for us, Ya, for them, Ya Allah. And those who have shown kindness to us, Ya Allah, our teachers, our asatiza, our parents, our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Our well-wishers, Ya Allah, you know them very well, Ya Allah. Allah, bless them with the best of this world and the akhirah. If they passed away, Ya Allah, fill their graves with noor, Ya Allah. Allah, you are well aware of the good desires and aspirations of each and every one who has raised his or her hand. Before you fulfill all the good desires and aspirations, whatever challenge, difficulty, sickness they are going through, Ya Allah, you remove it, Ya Allah. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen wa alhamdulillah.